Welcome to On the Air with Accounting Today. I'm Dan Hood. The audit is in the spotlight right now with new technologies, new methodologies, and more in a position to radically reshape this core service of the accounting profession. Here to talk about all that are Eric Oskarson, the President and CEO of CPA.com, and Sue Coffey, Executive Vice President of Public Practice at the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here.
Thanks, Dan.
Let's start sort of broadly. Where is the audit headed?
Well, Dan, we've been giving this a lot of thought at the AICP and CPA.com. And when we think about auditing the future, we have four key drivers that we are putting a lot of effort into. And that's what technology is doing to the capabilities of the practice, but in particular to the audit area. The evolution of methodology, how the audit's performed, where the standards are going. And then finally, the skill set, the upskilling of the talent to leverage these new capabilities and these new ways to perform the audit service.
Yeah, I think that's right, Eric. With the complexity of business, globalization, of course, the greatest impact on the audit right now being all forms of emerging technologies and the capabilities that they bring to us, I think we are really at an inflection point with the audit and maybe even beyond that, because these technologies are kind of on the here and now. And when you think about, for example, automation of tasks, AI's ability to help us harness huge amounts of data and synthesize them into usable information through visualization, I think we can really make some strides in changing the audit, how it's done, making it much more effective and providing insights to clients.
It's interesting because it really is, the audit is in a position that tax prep and client accounting services and accounting may have been in a few years back. So it's really this it's a tremendous inflection point, as you mentioned. There are some specific initiatives, though, that the AICPA, CPA.com have been undertaking that I want to dive into, and one of them is the dynamic audit solution. So I'm going to dive right into that. What is it? What does it mean? DAS.
We always have to have acronyms, so it's the
That's right.
The dynamic audit solution. So this came about a few years ago. It started a few years back when there was so much going on in the marketplace related to what AI was going to do to the future audit. So at that time, the AICPA had discussions with some of the leaders of the major firm group, these largest firms in the country. And there was concerns that a solution needed to be put in place for firms below the Big Four. The Big Four are putting in place lots of capabilities related to their future audit service. So the firms came to the AICP and said, would you put together a solution that would really propel the overall profession forward? So that's when we kicked off this project. And that's really when Sue and I were the co-sponsors of this initiative, started working together, because we immediately decided that it had to be the evolution, you had to look at the evolution of the technology capabilities along with the evolution of the methodology. So, the worst thing with technology is just to continue, when you put a new technology system in, right, is to continue to operate the way you've been operating. So we wanted to reimagine how an audit should be done, rethink the methodology as we really took a deep look at what an AI data-driven audit would mean, what it would mean to automate the inputs. So based on this kind of request from the firm leadership, we put together a plan. And this quickly accelerated. And about a year ago, we finalized the Dynamic Audit Solution Initiative. And what this is we knew that this was going to require major change with the firms. So we looked to the firms not just to say, this is a good idea, go do it. We said, we'd like to have you work on this solution with us. And one of the requests was to show your commitment to it, was to do basically like a provide some funding, a prepayment potentially for this solution. And 40% of the major firm group said, you know what? This makes a lot of sense. We think this is the right approach. So we now have this consortium where the AICP and CPA.com are leading the initiative, but we have a group of firms that are providing support. We're leveraging some talent from those firms. And throughout this entire process, before we came to the final decision, we did some due diligence on what the underlying platform provider, who the underlying platform provider should be. And after really doing extensive research, we determined that partners should be Caseware. So we're building this new methodology on top of the Caseware platform. And once again, I'll let Sue comment some more on it. We could not just go out and put together new guidance and have, Dan, books on a shelf.
Yeah.
The only way to do this was to integrate it into a solution. So you have to look at, okay, here's the capability, here's the new way of doing the audit service. So this hand in glove approach, and we're well underway now, and it's quite exciting.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could say it any better. Just to maybe emphasize that it is, in many respects, turning the audit on its head. It is not an acceptable solution to do the audit, just automate what we're doing today. It really has to be looking at how to do the audit differently every step of the way, which is what this is all about. And we have engaged some unbelievable talent to help us develop that methodology, some really incredibly innovative individuals from actually the firms that are participating in the process with us. And it's really energizing to see the talent working on a day-to-day basis coming up with new ways to do it. It's pretty cool.
I was listening to you speak about it earlier and discussing, obviously the firms were bringing in funding, but then the fact that they're bringing their best auditors in to also, tear the audit up and rebuild it in a new platform and in a new forward-looking way. It's pretty exciting.
Just a couple more comments on this, Dan, because I think this is good to make sure we kind of explain this clearly. Right now, where we're at in the project, it's about building this new solution. So this solution is going to be for all firms. We'll talk in a moment about what's currently available, but that's very important. This is about all firms now. We do have this group that's come together to help propel this forward, which is quite exciting and something we should be proud of, that everyone says, this is so important, let's work on it together. But it's not, when we started this discussion, we said the four drivers: technology, methodology, standards, and skill set. What DAS is not, it's not related to the evolution of the standards. I mean, Sue, and you're probably best to comment on that. That's a track that's being led by the Auditing Standards Board
that's
and others.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously, the standards are very important to the profession as a whole. It promotes consistency in the quality and the performance of audits. And the solution is obviously being built in a way that allows a practitioner to comply with the standards. But the ASB is looking at the standards in terms of what really needs to change in order to... I wouldn't even say just allow the performance of new procedures using technology, but to actually encourage them. And again, a talented group of people that are looking at a new agenda and going through some strategic planning to kind of prioritize what those projects are. But those standards apply to everybody. And there's no connectivity with the DAS project other than the development team is following what the ASB is doing in a public and transparent way, just like everybody else is. So,
I'll give you one final comment on the DAS. It's going to be about, we have our underlying platforms, Caseware, but it's about the broader ecosystem. We're thinking a lot about a master API strategy. There's a lot of people driving innovation. And then just back to what Sue said, the Auditing Standards Board, and those are public meetings, and where we welcome technology providers staying in touch with what they're doing. So we're encouraging that. Mm-hmm. And what this has really done, and I think I'd like to hear you comment on it, it's really put a big spotlight on what's going on in auditing the future, and it's exciting. We're out at events. There's a new energy, and we're talking about the modern auditor and what their capabilities will be, and it's going to drive efficiency, quality, and value. So when we wake up in the morning, we think about evolving the category and evolving this in a way that's going to be good for the firms, for all providers of services to the firms, and that's what I think when we look back on this project in 5 years, we'll all say, wow, this really didn't just build this solution, but it made this category, this critical service, that much more beneficial and successful for all that are involved.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, sorry, I hinted at this earlier that, you know, audit hasn't really gotten that much of a spotlight.
Right.
Had, even though it's a core critical service of the profession, it's the only one that the profession is, you know, officially licensed to provide mm-hmm. and the only ones who can provide it. But you often hear a lot more about tax and about client accounting services and accounting and all that sort mm-hmm. of stuff. So it's great not just to have the project to build the platform, but also, like you said, to raise the profile and get people thinking about it because it's... I don't want to say it's going to have to change, but it's going to have to change. You know, it's both a tremendous opportunity, but also it's going to have to keep up.
Well, you know, to that point, Dan, you know, there's been a lot of recent surveys on the value of the audit. It is a lot of clients and a lot of people see it as a compliance exercise, but it is moving towards so much more than that. And I think technology is allowing us to move it further along as well, to be able to provide more insights, and even in many respects, some, you know, predictive information. You know, some of the surveys that I've read lately, finance leaders kind of see it less and less of a compliance exercise and more of a value proposition. And they do acknowledge that auditors do need to use more advanced technologies because they see it improves quality.
And what I'm not hearing anymore, I mean, a few years ago you were saying, yeah, the AI and blockchain is going to make the auditor obsolete. What this is all about is it's a platform that's going to allow the auditors to add more value. It's like you mentioned this earlier. The cloud made the capability for bookkeepers to move into the virtual CFO category inside the firm. And that's what's going to happen here. These more sophisticated, intelligent capabilities like AI are going to allow the auditor to provide, as Sue was mentioned earlier, much greater insights.
Gotcha. I want to, I think we started to get into this a little bit. I want to talk about on-point PCR a little bit because it deserves a mention, not just for the tool itself, but for the similar sort of spotlight shining exercise. Mm-hmm. And it was a high-profile thing for the Institute and for the profession. But before we do, I just want to check and see, do we have any, like a timeline for the DAS? Is there a thought as to, you know, when you'll be looking at beta testing or anything like that? Any kind of timeline available?
Well, you know, can we answer both at the same time? Because you always have timelines. Timelines are roadmaps. And yes, to answer your question, yes on DAS. So we'll start here with the prep competent review solution. And that solution's been built. There's roughly 19,000 firms that just provide the prep competent review. And we decided before we finalized this partnership that we wanted to just test how the AICPA and CPA.com and Caseware could collaborate and work together. So what we've done is we built this initial solution, which puts the AICPA guidance around the prep competent review service into the Caseware Cloud platform. That's available today. It does such things as provide intelligent questionnaires that then dynamically generate engagement letters and actual reports, and it automates the inputting of some of the data. So, and there's artificial intelligence in it. It's a very good, you know, first step for us, and it's actually a good first step for the firms to build an awareness of what the possibility will be of the DAS solution. Mm-hmm. So just regarding the timeline on this, so that's available today. There's components that are coming out later in the year that will add to the on-point PCR suite. And then in 2020, we will start having the first versions of the DAS, the broader DAS suite available, and it's going to be the core commercial audit first. So Sue, I don't know if you want to expand more on that.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting with the foundation, which is the core commercial audit, right? And we hope to have a usable end-to-end audit product by the end of 2020, at which time we'll start to add industries. So we've identified about 25 industries that we will then develop either sequentially or in parallel, and we will go through the prioritization process of how we go about doing that. And then there will be releases, you know, throughout the course of, you know, the years after that.
And I can tell you one other thing that's happening right now, because we are every day, we're talking to firms about this solution. We're going to be putting together workshops on kind of reimagining the prep company review practice. But it's not just the small firms, those 19,000 firms that just provide the prep comps and reviews. There's actually some larger firms that said, you know what, it's all about change management. And we want to start with this solution. So we actually have some top 100 firms that are right now beginning to pilot it. So that's great. And they're saying the reason we want to do this is just to get our teams ready for this more advanced capability with DAS.
Yeah, and it's a good point, Eric. And I guess how we're kind of talking about the DAS is that this is for the profession, by the profession. And it will be developed, it is being developed, in a scalable way. So firms of all sizes will see benefits out of it for very complex clients and very simple clients.
I don't know why this always surprises me when I hear 2020. I always think, well, 2020, that's like 5-10 years away. It's next year. So, this is moving along at a pretty brisk pace. Yeah. So we talked about on-point PCR. We talked DAS and its schedule, timeline. You mentioned the ASB working on looking at the standards and what needs to be rearranged in the standards. We talked a little bit about the flexibility to involve whatever new technologies come along, not just the ones that are available now. Are there any other elements to this broad, to the future of the audit that you see as part of the future of the audit?
Yeah, well, we've obviously been talking about the financial statement on it, but there's a whole world of assurance out there that practitioners ought to be thinking about. We've got this SOC suite of services. Last year, we released SOC for cybersecurity. We're working on SOC for supply chains. We've got guidance for sustainability out there. And I think when you look at businesses, large and small, they're getting into so many different areas, and they're reporting on so many different areas. And where there's reporting, there is an expectation and an opportunity for assurance. Right. And, we've got trust, right? Mm-hmm. We are the assurance providers, and our core values of integrity, objectivity, independence, lifelong learning, over a period of time has created significant trust. And so we ought to be leveraging that trust to expand to those services. And, there are a lot of other providers, assurance providers out there other than CPAs that would kill to have the trust that we have. But we ought to be seizing that opportunity and really kind of learning these new areas and bringing on the talent and providing those services to our clients, because it's kind of ripe for the picking.
Right, and perfectly positioned. The profession is better positioned than anybody else to take it.
But absolutely.
On the flip side, you want to make sure that they do take advantage of it, that they do get in there first, because there's competition willing to look into the space.
And that's right.
So. Right. Well, it's a lot to think about. Any final thoughts you'd leave people, the accountants that are listening to this, think about in terms of the future of the audit?
Well, I'll say one final area that we're thinking about is just connecting to the users of these financial statements and these assurance services. And one thing that we've been working hard at is this clearinghouse, this Rivio clearinghouse. And this enables the delivery of the financial statement audit. It enables delivery of SOC reports. It enables delivery of agreed upon procedures. And this is, you need to be on the modern digital information highway. Sending this most important service via email or via print is not the way it should be done. And we know the users want verified, unaltered documents. So we've got a solution there, and that's going to be connected into this greater family. And I would just say that's an exciting time ahead. It's about driving efficiency, but it's more really about driving increased quality and value for the clients.
Well said.
All right. Your final thoughts?
Thanks. How could I top that?
Who would want to follow Eric?
Yes.
Well, Sue and Eric, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, Dan, and thanks for putting these podcasts out. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't do it if people weren't listening, so we'll thank them for listening. Thank you guys again for joining us, and we'll hope to see you on a future podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look for new episodes of On the Air with Accounting Today every Monday at accountingtoday.com, or subscribe to us on Google Play or iTunes. And if there's a topic you'd like us to explore, let us know by emailing actoday@sourcemedia.com.